I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. ISIS continues its offensive across Syria and Iraq, leaving many victims in its wake. The stories from refugees are appalling. Sat7, Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, went to a refugee camp to hear stories of displaced Christians. Women are systematically raped. Men are killed. Through a translator, a woman we'll call Linda tells us more.
If you saw the situation of Christians at checkpoints, you would cry. You see the Christians looking pitiful, lying on the ground or crying. Some hid their money and gold in cars, and even the cars were stolen. God will grant us our rights from them, God willing.
This is a businessman named Abu.
I found an envelope with a bullet in it in the door of one of my shops. They said, pay or get out, left with the shirts on our backs. They stole all our things. They burned down my bookshop and stores. And here we are.
Sat7's coordinating a day of prayer for the Middle East this Sunday. Get your prayer kit at our website. And people don't show up to a concert to get a Bible, typically. That's why a concert in the Philippines with Christian Resources International was pretty special. At the concert earlier this month, 4,000 people heard the Word of God. Jason Wolford of CRI says they also ministered to 700 pastors at a conference. The third part of the trip was establishing two Bible distribution centers.
No one's being charged for the Word of God. People are coming to be able to get it for free, and lives are going to be changed, and this will be an ongoing program that we have. And we're so excited about it.
Get involved by partnering with CRI through our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries impacting the world for Christ. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get yours, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.